are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth intuitive healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process and help them heal from their past so that they can find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own wisdom, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and help you discover your intuitive connection. Hello, my friend. I'm so excited that you're here. Today's podcast is an awesome one because I think it relates to something that a lot of us go through all the time. And I know that I can relate to this and you can relate to this. So what do you do when you just get in the dumps and you can't seem to get out? And no matter how hard you try or what you do, you just can't seem to crawl out of the hole. Have you ever been there? Oh my gosh, I have. I know that's hard for you to believe, some of you. It's like, but this morning I got up and I was thinking about this and I was like, what do you do when you can't get out of the hole? And I have learned over the years how to pull myself back out of the hole, but not everybody knows that. That's something that we don't really talk about. And the longer you stay in that hole, my gosh, the harder that it is to get out. So, you know, when we get in the hole, we can be feeling depressed. We withdraw from people. We kind of stay in our own hole. We don't want to go out. We don't really want to do anything. We want to sit and sulk in our own misery, right? Like, this is how we are. This is what it feels like sometimes. But the thing that I want you to remember is there is always hope, and we can always have that hope for things to get better, but we have to figure out how to make that happen. I want to share with you some tips and some things to help make that happen. But first off, I want to share a story with you because if you've been listening to me, you know I like to be real. And I like to share my experiences with you because I think it's how we help each other. And when you see that I'm just like you are, I'm here doing the same things that you are. I'm trying to get through life just like you are. When you can see that and understand that and know that and go, oh my gosh, if she can do it, I can do it. That's my hope. It's not for you to go, oh my gosh, her life is kind of sucky, or wow, she's got it. That's a cakewalk. What's her deal? That's not why I share my stories with you. I share my stories so that you can see, because I want to be real. I want to be upfront and true and authentic. So this morning, I got up and I have been in the dumps all weekend. At the time that I'm recording this, it is Sunday morning. And my husband got up this morning, and you know, most of you, if you've been following me for a while, you know my story. My husband got up this morning and he's taking flying lessons. And so he went to meet with his flight instructor. And so I had some time to myself this morning and I was just thinking, I was like, what do I want to do? What do I want to do with my time? Because I've really just been in the dumps and I'm really just, it's just one of those days where one of those weeks kind of it has been. And I've had a lot of decisions in my business. I've had a lot of things in my business that haven't turned out like I want them. And I kind of went to this place of really feeling sorry for myself. And yep, that's where I went. And I went to the, maybe it's just not going to happen. Maybe things aren't going to work out the way that I want to do. Maybe I just don't get what I want. Have you ever felt that way? Like, maybe I just can't have what I want. And the thing is that I felt like I had done everything that I possibly could to make the things happen that I wanted to happen. I hadn't been sitting on the couch. I wasn't just sitting back hoping that it happened. I really got in and got down and I did the work. And I know that I've done everything in my power to help these things move along in my business and to make the decisions that I felt like were best so that things could move forward. No matter what I did, what I have done, it seems like I keep hitting this dang wall. I usually don't go to the pouty place very often, but this time I was like, you know what? Screw it. I don't care. I need a minute. And I want to be mad and I want to just feel all the feelings and I want to kind of pout and sulk for a while. And The one thing I know about me, because I've been doing my healing work for a while, I know that I won't stay there, but I just needed a minute and I had to really regroup and pull myself back into my hole and ask myself, you know what the hell do you want? What do you want? And at first I was just mad and I was like, it doesn't matter what I want. We can't have what we want. Anybody ever said that? Ooh, that's big, right? Like, you don't just get what you want. You get what you get, right? Like, because that's how I was raised. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. And so I really just kind of sat in that sulky place. And I think you probably maybe can't relate on the business end, but how many times have things not turned out the way that you wanted them to? Or, you know, no matter how hard you tried, it just seems like shit just keeps hitting the fan over and over and over again. And you are stuck in the middle of the shit storm waiting for it to pass. I think we can all relate to that. And the thing is that we can choose to go to this negative place, which, by the way, I think sometimes we need to. In my healing work, we have to feel our feelings. You absolutely sometimes need to go to the shit storm. And you need to stay there for a minute and allow yourself to feel the feelings, to feel that disappointment, to feel that anger, to feel that sadness. You're not a bad person for feeling all of those things. You are human. There's nothing wrong with any of the feelings that we feel. The thing is that I work with so many people who, well, I will ask them, well, didn't that make you angry? No, not really. Bullshit. As an intuitive, they are raging mad inside, but they're shoving it down. And on the outside, consciously, they're not having any recollection of that. They have no idea. They have forgotten how to feel and how to really embrace all of the emotions, because most of us have been taught to not feel our stuff. I know I was. This is a learning process for me. But I give myself permission to feel all of my feelings, whatever they are. Sadness, jealousy. Sometimes I want to rage for a minute. Now, I don't go out and go take it out on someone else. But I allow myself to be in that place of ranting and throwing a fit for a minute, you know, the little two-year-old Walmart fit. And I do it in a way that isn't dishonoring to me, but giving myself permission to feel the feelings. And then this morning I got up and I was like, you know what? It's time to move on. And it's time to move forward. And it is time to stop feeling sorry for myself, because there's work to do. And there's people that I need to inspire. And there's people that I want to lift up. And I have things to do. And I can sit on the couch and I can sulk and mulk and do whatever it is. Or I can choose to move forward. And I choose to move forward. And that is your next step. That is the one where we pick ourselves up. We dust ourselves off. We bring in forgiveness if we need to. You know what? For me, that all of those emotions in my body made my body hurt. I had put so much pressure on myself that my back was hurting, my knees were hurting. I was in this stage of pain. Like, I literally brought pain into my body. And so I had to deal with that this morning a little bit. I had to remind myself, you know what? This isn't okay. This is not okay to put this much stress on your body. This is not okay to do that. And I'm sorry that I did that. I'm sorry that I allowed that to come in and I didn't take care of it earlier, because leading up to this, you know, this isn't just a weekend thing. This has been a few weeks of this kind of coming to a head, and I could see where it was heading. And the more I could see where it was heading, it was really, yeah, I was having a hard time. I was having a really hard time, and it's not what I wanted. And I wanted so much more, because I love to live in this place of abundance and hopefulness and being able to create the life that we want. And I still believe in all of that, but I believe there's disappointments along the way, and we have to be able to bounce with those disappointments along the way. You know, in family relationships, your kids aren't going to show up the way that you want them to show up all the time. Family is not going to. We're going to have disappointments along the way. 100%. It is part of your experience here. It's part of the learning. It's part of the growth. But as I sat in that place this morning of, you know what? What do I want? I choose to crawl out of the hole and I choose to try again. And that is my message for you today. It's time to choose to crawl out of the hole and do it again and to try again, because there is always hope. There's always something more that we can do. We can try something different. We can pivot. I love that word. In my life, in business, and in everything, we can always pivot. Just because we did something and it didn't work doesn't mean that it's never going to work. It might mean it needs a little tweak. And I want to compare this to your healing journey, because as an intuitive healer, that's what I want to talk to you about. Like, that's what I want to compare it to, of really getting up and trying again and again and again and continuing to try until it works, until you find something, until you get past those humps, until you get over those patterns, until you can get yourself out of the frump. Because what is it that you want? To me, most of the people that I work with, they want to just feel at peace. They want to let go of all of these heavy burdens that they carry, all the sadness inside of them, the sorrow. But we have to choose. We have to choose to let that stuff go. We have to choose to actively engage and make a decision. But sometimes when we don't have the guidance for that, it is so hard to do, because honestly, we don't even know what pattern we're letting go or what's even getting in our way of preventing us from having what we want. What are the thought processes? Just like I told you mine, it's like, maybe I don't even get to have what I want. Maybe that for me, it's just not in the cards. You know, that was my belief system. Those were my thoughts. And I've had those thoughts before. It's like, geez, maybe it's just not for me. Everybody else can have what they want, but it's not for me, even when I go get it. And so for me, that is a thought pattern. And for you, I'm sure there are thought patterns. Are people not showing up for you? Are they letting you down? Are your expectations of other people getting in the way? Is that leaving you disappointed because you're waiting for other people to come and pick you up? Maybe you're waiting for people to make you happy. Oh, that's a big one. That's a huge one that I deal with all the time. When I did wedding photography, I could pretty much see who was going to stay married and who wasn't. And I was pretty much 100%. Not to brag, but it was pretty easy to see, because I would watch for the patterns. And when I would see these young couples come in, and a lot of times I would hear, oh my gosh, I finally found someone that made me happy. To me, that was a dead giveaway right there. How many times have you heard people say that? Oh my gosh, I finally found someone that makes me happy. Well, to me, when we're expecting, we've given them a job. And the minute that they disappoint us, it is game over. Have you guys ever thought about it that way? Like, you giving your spouse or your kids or these anybody, you can have, this can be for anybody, your parents. Anytime we have that expectation that someone has to make us happy, they are 100% going to disappoint you 100% of the time. And do you know why? For one, they don't know the rules of your game. What does that mean? They make you happy. So the one time that they come home and they're tired and they say something to you that doesn't set with you well or triggers you up, that's it. It's game over. In that one moment, you gave all your power away to someone else. Because happiness is an inside job. Happiness is not for anyone else to create for you. It is for you to do yourself. Most people forget this. They don't understand it. I have people in my family who will say this all the time. Well, my husband just doesn't make me happy anymore. They've been married for a long time. It's like, well, what are you doing to make yourself happy? What are you doing to bring yourself to a place of happiness and joy. What kind of spouse are you? What are you bringing to the table? If you're just mad at him all the time because he's not doing what is your job anyway, you know, if we think about in the workforce, how angry is it when people want you to do their job? It makes you so angry, right? Like, if we're not stepping up to the plate and doing our own work, creating that happiness inside of ourselves, no one will ever make you happy. For one thing, you probably don't even know what brings you happiness. How are they supposed to create that for you when you don't even know what that is? It's not their job to make you happy. It's no one's job to make you happy. It is your job. This is an inside job for you to start figuring out what the hell you want. What is it that you want? What is it that you want to create for your life? Do you even know what your passions are? Or are you just getting up and going through the motions and doing what everybody else tells you to do? Well, that sounds like a miserable life to me. I know, because I did it for a long time. I lived in that place of just doing what I thought everybody else expected of me. Never discovering for myself what I wanted. What do I want to do with my time here? Because you get to choose. You get to choose what you're going to do with your time here on earth. I know that sounds crazy, but you do. You get to choose what you want to do with your time, but most of us spend our time allowing others to dictate that for us by what we think we have to do. And that, to me, is miserable. And then we give our power away and expect other people to make us happy, which will never happen, and we've already discussed that. And those two alone right there can send us in a spiral. And we can spend years there, not really understanding what the heck is going on. This to me is like the wake-up call when we realize, holy shit, I need to do something different. I need to wake up, smell the roses, so to speak, and figure out what do I want? And what do I want to feel like? How do I want to show up? And how can I start making this happen for myself? You know, one thing I was thinking about this morning as I was going back over my years, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years now. I did wedding photography for a long time, did families and weddings and events. And then I knew that I had to make that pivot and roll over into this intuitive healing work, because I knew I could not see myself as an 80-year-old lady doing photography. I just knew that wasn't where I was supposed to be. That was not my passion. And I learned a lot of lessons from that. I don't feel bad about having my own business for all those years. It taught me how to work with people. It taught me how to be an excellent boss. It taught me so many things on how to, you know, I had photographers that would go with me. I had a team of people. And I had to lead these people. And so it taught me so much over the years on what I needed now in the business world to run a business. But it also taught me a lot about myself and the things that I wanted, and really learning to see life the way it is. You know, when you're in the wedding world, holy cow, you know, you're with people on supposedly the best day of their life, or the worst day, however it turns out, and you're kind of at the mercy of a lot of people's feelings. I've had my fair share. I wouldn't say my fair share. I think I was actually pretty lucky, but I did have my bridezillas, and I had family issues, and, you know, we had the drunken weddings where we couldn't even find anybody sober enough to go to the place that the bride had chosen to have her after wedding photos done. And, you know, there was a lot of things. I've had people tell me, you need to write a book. I'm like, maybe someday I'll write a book. I don't know. But, you know, it was an interesting experience, but it taught me a lot about myself. And I look back on those days and I'm grateful for those things that taught me so much about me. And it really made me realize, as I was opening up to this world of intuitive healing, that, you know what, I had a bigger calling. I had a bigger mission. And I could choose to hide behind the camera and sit on the couch, or I could choose to get the hell off the couch and start creating the passion and the work that I wanted to do. And I did. I started doing that. I started doing less weddings and started moving into word of mouth, more word of mouth. I did a lot of local work for a long time. And then I decided I wanted to take it even bigger. Local was not where I wanted to stay. I wanted to be even bigger than that. And so that's what I branched out and went out online. Has any of that been easy? Hell no. As I could tell you from sitting on the couch pouting all weekend, none of it has ever been easy. Has it been the best thing that I've ever done for myself and other people around you? You darn well better believe it has. And I will never take back anything that I have done. For one, it's taught me so much. I've been able to step into this helping and healing. To me, what an honor to be able to spend the rest of my life doing healing work. What an honor. What an honor it is to be in that place. I've also done a lot of work to get where I am, and that brings me a lot of pride and joy in my life to know that I've done something that's making a difference. It's making a difference in the world. Now, was I a kick-ass photographer? Yeah, I believe I was. I did a lot of really cool stuff. I did a lot of weddings. I did a lot of, and that was a service that I did to help people on their wedding day. But I believe this is even a much bigger calling. I don't think you can even compare the two. But we have to choose to step out. Has any of it been easy? No, just like I've said. We have to get out of our own way. We have to leave our fears behind. We have to decide that it's time to move forward. And it's the same thing in our healing work. You have to put your feelings aside and decide that you're ready to find your purpose, why you're here. If I wouldn't have done my healing work, I would have never found the courage or the strength to do intuitive healing, especially out on a big platform, a bigger platform. There's no way I would have curled up in the corner and hid from the world. There's no way I would share my stories. There's no way that I would be vulnerable and authentic and out in the world like I do today. We have to let go of our past. To me, I just can't imagine living any other way. I can't. Now that I've been on the other side, I'm like, oh no, there's no going back. And my students will all tell you the same thing. Anybody that has taken their healing journey, they will tell you there is no turning back. Nobody is going back to the parking lot. This hike is a one-way hike. You leave everything behind back at the car and you take off and you really start watching the universe, God, whatever you believe in, really create that pathway for you. I had a false sense of, I don't know, security maybe, thinking that if I took this enlightenment path that somehow maybe I would be blessed in a bigger way. I know that sound. Now when I just say it, I'm like, ugh, like I really, and I'm not saying that I haven't been blessed along the way, but I somehow thought that because I was taking the higher route, that maybe it'd be a little bit easier. And it has not been that. It has not been any of that. But the thing is I wouldn't take any of it back. And to be able to have the platforms that I have today and to be able to speak to the people that I speak to today and to do the healing sessions that I do today, that to me is priceless. And it's worth every step that I have taken. It was worth getting on the couch and rediscovering myself. It was worth letting go of the garbage and the past. It was really worth letting go of all the baggage, all the belief systems, all the things where I thought I wasn't good enough, all the things that I had decided that I could never do. What would people think? That was a big one for me. What would people think? I've had to learn to let all of those go and trust in the process. I see it like in Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, following the yellow brick road. I believe in that so much in our healing journey. And I believe we just take the steps and we follow the road and we keep going and we keep going and we keep pushing forward and we get off the couch every day and do something that brings us joy, something that brings us happiness, something in this world that helps us move forward and find hope and inspiration. One of the best things you could do for yourself is to listen to something inspiring every single day. Because when you do that, It gets your mind out of that overthinking, overdoing, overworrying, and puts you into a place of hope and enlightenment, and helps you understand and see from a bigger picture. Just listening to that vibration, that inspirational stuff, raises us up to the next level, to that next vibration that helps our bodies, our minds, our souls feel better. And when we can do something like that for ourselves every day, that's getting off the couch. When we can make it a commitment to ourselves to do something every day that makes us feel better, that is getting off the couch. You can go out, you can get exercise, you can, you know, go for a walk. You want to clear your head, help to put things back into perspective. Get out in nature, go for a walk. I don't care if it's 5 minutes by yourself, go for a walk and really allow yourself to think and to feel and to be. Right now we're in the middle of the winter and it is cold and we have a ton of snow this year. The one thing that I have missed is riding my bike, because I go do that by myself. Even if my husband goes with me, I'm still in my own head doing my own thing. I'm kind of by myself, really. And I love that time to just get out and really take a deep breath and allow my thoughts to settle and to quit overthinking. And really, I focus. I do a lot of mind focusing. I give my mind other things to think about. In my meditation group, in my private meditation group inside the vault, I have a meditation that's called the morning kick in the ass. And this is what I do for myself inside of my head. One of my VIP students was like, can you record that for me so that I can give myself a kick in the ass every day? And I absolutely, so I did. So it is inside my membership. It's the morning kick in the ass. And it is about releasing fears and really stepping into your power. You all have this innate power that you can step into. We can build ourselves up, but we have to choose to go there. And that's what this meditation is. And I say over and over again, I choose to release the fear. I choose to step into my power. I choose to serve at my highest level. I choose to be here for the people who are ready to hear what I have to say. I choose to open myself up and be in the spotlight so that other people can have hope and choose to heal. And you can feel your own stuff in there. You choose to get off the couch. I choose to find gratitude in the things that I am about to witness today. I choose to think better thoughts about myself and about others. I choose to stay out of the negative gossip. Gosh, that's a big one. You want to drag yourself down in a hole? That will do it. And you can fill in your own blanks there on what you choose to do and really rise up out of the ashes, rise up out of these dark holes, and give yourself permission to fill them and to leave them behind. Give yourself permission to start your healing work so that you can do these things so much easier, so that you can understand why you're here, what you came here to do, what is your purpose. And whatever it is you're doing right now, I promise you, that's part of your purpose, but it's not your full purpose. I haven't stepped into my full purpose. I know that because it changes along the way and new things come. It has always worked that way for me. And everything's a stepping stone to the next part. But if you don't open up and get out of the dirt and the trenches and decide that, you know what, there's a better way to live. There's a better way to be. There was a thought that just came into my mind, and it's, you know, a lot of times as humans, we get stuck in this suffering mode. We think that part of our existence here, or all of our existence here, is suffering, and we have to somehow earn our way to the next level. And the more shit we go through, the better off we are. And I have learned that is so not true. It's not that we won't go through hard times, but our minds create that suffering inside of our bodies. Just like me this weekend, overthinking and overdoing and making, catastrophizing, making it something bigger than it really is. And when we do that, we create our own suffering. And part of healing is to learn to let go of that. And to understand that you're not here to, there's nothing that says you have to suffer every day of your life in order to go to the other side and somehow gain this magical, whatever it is you think you're gaining on the other side for you, whatever that is for you. And I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just saying we get in this mode of, and we can feel like we have to suffer and it has to be hard. What makes it hard is what we say to ourselves about the situation. What makes it hard is when we constantly go to this negative place of, you're right, it's never going to work out. Nothing's going to happen for me. I just deserve this. This is just the way it is. This is just the way it is. How many times have you heard people say that? Our minds make it this terrible thing. When in most times, in most realities, it is not the end of the world. And we can, even with things that are tough, we can choose to not go to that terrible place of thinking that our lives are over. We can choose to rise above, but you have to get off the couch and choose to do that for yourself. You have to decide that, you know what, I'll give myself a minute. It's not that we're never going to go through hard things, and we'll give ourselves a minute, and then we choose to rise above. And we choose to, for me, it's all about seeing my spiritual side and keeping things in the bigger perspective. You know, if you think about, if you spend a lot of time just in your own four walls and you never know what goes on the outside, you've been told that it's maybe scary and you don't want to go out there. That's all you're going to ever know. You've never gotten this bigger perspective of what life can really be. To me, this is why I travel. I talk about this a lot. I have gained so much perspective on life by traveling the world. In a lot of ways, it has helped me heal from so many things, because when I leave the comfort of my hole, my place, and I choose to step out, I choose to trust in the process. You know, traveling can be for some stressful. To me, I choose to embrace that we'll be well taken care of. And I know, and we usually are, you know, it's not that there aren't bumps along the way, but everything always seems to work out. But I also love going to different countries and gaining a deeper perspective of how they live and being able to go in to see the communities and see these places and see how these people find their happiness and their joy. It's amazing when you start branching outside of your own four walls. Get out of your own shell and realize there's so much more out there that you have never even known. And if all you're allowing yourself to see is what is inside of your four walls, you're missing out. You're missing out, because there is a big world out there, and it is bright and it is beautiful, and it can be so lovely if you will get the hell out of your way. If you will start seeing and understanding your thought processes, getting out of this suffer mode, allowing yourself to feel your feelings and let them go. Forgive yourself if you need to, and move forward. This is how we keep going. This is how we get off the couch. This is how we really learn to see life in a different view through your spiritual eyes, not through your human eyes. Your human eyes are your own four walls. When you can start seeing life, I almost picture it like putting on my rose-colored glasses and just going for it. I choose to see the world with hope. I choose to see myself with hope. I choose to see everything that I do with the bigger perspective. It's not that we're not going to get dragged down sometimes, because we are, but then we choose to pick ourselves back up and put our rose-colored glasses back on and move forward. So this is my message for you today. It's time to pick yourself up, and it's time to start moving forward. It's time to spend less and less time in this place of feeling sorry for yourself and feeling that you can't have what you want, and start seeking out things every day that help you find hope, that help you find your strength to move forward, that allow you to let go of this suffering and find your joy and your peace, because you can have it. This whole world can fall apart around you, and you could be the happiest person inside, but you have to choose it. You have to choose it. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want for myself. That's what I choose to send this message out into the world. You've got to choose it. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. I appreciate you being here so much. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye for now. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love connecting with my people. So if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. And of course, if you have any interest in anything that we talked about today, all of my stuff is available on my website at GinaStroll.com. And again, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait for us to connect up again. Have a great day.